You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Phil Williams here, Right Side Studios, doing local, state, and national, all the issues. Proud to say, day two of syndication. It is, what day is this? Tuesday, July the 12th. But listen, for those of y'all that don't know, we always start the show, aside from telling you what's going to be in the show overall, with an opening monologue. I call it the Right Side Way. And so that's going to happen right now. And just know that every show we start off this way, we spend a lot of time prepping. We spend a lot of time pulling together the resources for the show. You'll hear me rattle the paper every time I pull up an article, and I usually have somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 pages worth of resources for every single show. But I also write a monologue daily, and so here we go. I'll be honest with you. First of all, just know this. I'm a guy that likes consistency. And it's not that I'm scared of change. I mean, wow, let's look at the fact that I have now pivoted much of my life in my 50s to starting this new radio show gig. Really, Charlene and I both. And sometimes change can be good. Like, for instance, Charlene and I have been married for over 35 years, and until recently we've always had a live Christmas tree every year. The smell of the pine. Oh, the wonder of the live tree. And then there's also the cleaning of the pine needles, the endless wrestling to get it into the house, including that time that it fell off the car on the side of the highway trying to go home from picking it out. Once you get it in the house, then we had it fall over in the dark of night more than once, stringing up the lights. And oh, by the way, I hate seeing wires, and so no one ever wanted to take down the tree after Phil Williams put the lights on it. All tucked and tied and zipped and wrapped, and I'm pretty sure there were at least 2 to 3 years where we just threw away the Christmas tree with the lights still on it. But they looked good. So now we moved to a new house, after 24 years in one location. And somewhere in the midst of that, we came to grips with change. I mean, like, while we were changing the whole house, why not just change to a store-bought artificial tree that already has lights on it? Voila! It was a revelation. I questioned myself soon thereafter as to why it only took 33 years of marital bliss and Christmas tree wrangling to get it there. Some change, yeah, some change can be good. But some change, not so much. I mean, I guess my deal is I'm not a fan of what I would call unsolicited change for the sake of change. You know the deal. The kind of change where someone had a good idea and just knew that everyone really needed to benefit from their good idea. In the Army, we used to call those guys the good idea fairies. They would wisp through the room with all the best stuff on a gee whiz PowerPoint slide, sprinkle some good idea fairy dust over everything, and the next thing you know, shazam! We're all experiencing change for the sake of change. And the good idea fairy gets a bullet point on his next evaluation report. Like this morning. I woke up this morning to find that my phone went through some kind of an update overnight. Did I ask for an update? No. Did it work well before the update? Yes. Did it work the same after the update? No, not at all. After several minutes of trying to switch screens, I finally discovered, without explanation, that what for years has been an up and down motion on the screen is now considered a finger swipe from right to left. Why? Why was this needed? Why was it necessary to do so without explanation? Because the good idea fairy said so, I guess. Well, that's actually a private sector move for an unsolicited change. But right now, though, and here's where I switch gears on you, right now we're seeing a move by the public sector, the government, to push for changes that are literally for the sake of changes, and they are crushing us. It's one thing to have your smartphone needlessly reconfigured, right, in the dark of night. It's quite another to have a whole sector of the world economic structure altered because some high-browed evil twin of the usual good idea fairies believe they've got a better way. Take, for instance, the sudden overtaking of world agriculture and agribusiness by the sudden and apparent notion that long-standing use of certain fertilizers are bad. They cause global warming, they create hazards, or something deadlier, I'm sure, or so now we're told. Well, the same people that tell us to eat fake meat because cow flatulence is destroying the ozone have decided it's no longer feasible to use nitrogen-based fertilizers. Whole governments, to include the U.S. government under the Biden administration, have bought into this concept as a means of achieving some new ends in the Green New Deal era, and it is wreaking havoc, complete havoc. In the past few days, such government orders have caused such social and political upheaval in Sri Lanka that the government literally just fell. Literally, look it up, Sri Lanka. The same government that was touted 2 years ago by the liberal globalists at the World Economic Forum as being some kind of world leader for change, made the World Economic Forum so happy with such change, and the people literally this week burned down the government. No kidding. Why? Because farms were shutting down, inflation was soaring, people were going hungry, and when those kind of things happen, guess what? Civil unrest results in change maybe the government didn't expect. So right now, as we speak, similar practices are being protested on a national scale in the Netherlands. Farmers are literally shutting down the economy in protest, all because someone had a neat idea. A neat idea, by the way, that President Joe Biden agrees with, which is why he signed an executive order to push the U.S. towards some similar policies. Ask any farmer right now what it's like in the Biden era to get fertilizer. And when they do tell you an answer, ask them also how much it costs. Farms are going under because of the good idea fairies up in D.C. But it doesn't stop there. Let me give you another opportunity to think this through. How about world economics? Have you heard about ESG scores? ESG, environmental, social, and governance scores. Oh, yeah, that really good idea that also came out of the good idea fairies at the World Economic Forum. Have you wondered why so many corporations are going woke? Why soft drink companies care about voting integrity bills? Why Disney wants to promote transgender sexualism to kindergartners? Or why investment bankers give money to Black Lives Matter? It's because they've been convinced that their role is no longer to ensure a quality product or a service and to maximize corporate profitability on behalf of their shareholders. Fiduciary duties to investors. I mean, what a silly concept, right? ESG scores signal to the world that regardless of whether or not the company is making a profit or treating its employees well or providing a product or a service that resonates with consumers, that the company is woke enough. And with recent woke trends in investment banking and investment portfolios, if a company doesn't report its ESG score, it may not get the best interest rate on its loan refinance now or be included in a public sector retirement plan investment portfolio. So go woke or go broke in the world of modern corporate America. Now, in order to get a higher ESG score, it's necessary for the men and women in the boardrooms to make decisions not about what the mission of the company was established for, but for the more important and surely sustainable, but rather through the lens of environmental, Green New Deal, social justice, governmental, anti-conservative policies. And it's making an impact, and not an impact for the better. It's a change being thrust on us, and we never saw it coming because some good idea fairy had a great new way of doing things. I could go on. The push for green energy, and now the gas pumps are painful. The mandate for vaccine compliance, and now we have 60,000 service members axed from the National Guard and Reserve. A demand for social justice when the Supreme Court says no, resulting in an assassination attempt on a Supreme Court justice. These good idea fairies, they have got to stop. And the only way that happens, by the way, is if we vote, and if we act, and if we rally as conservatives while we still can. Whether it be in our local, state, or a federal elected officials and their jobs, it is absolutely necessary that conservatives return to being sheepdogs and not sheep. Because if we don't, then the good idea fairies are going to continue to destroy life as we know it, love it, and actually need it. Why? Simply because they can. Because they can make change for the sake of change. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Day 2 syndication, Right Side Way monologue. Do those every single day. And that just requires, you know, just putting pen to paper, so to speak. But it's something I enjoy doing. Listen, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. More of that. We'll be right back.